Syrian state television says the vehicle, packed with 200 kilograms of explosives, went off Saturday near a crowded intersection leading to the holy shrine of Sayyida Zainab, popular with Shiite Muslim pilgrims. Shiite pilgrims from both Iraq and Iran frequent the shrine, and a tour bus was reportedly damaged by the explosion. Eyewitnesses say the explosion created a large crater in the road and that nearly 20 vehicles were destroyed. Windows from dozens of nearby buildings were also blown out, and shards of glass littered the area. One man who lives in the neighborhood described what happened to Syrian television.
"It felt like an earthquake," he says, "so we went outside to see what happened. Our entire building was damaged, and five of my family members are at the hospital."
A Syrian police precinct quarters the site of the explosion and may have been a possible target, but most of the victims were reportedly civilians. Syrian security forces immediately closed off the neighborhood to investigate the cause of the bombing. Syria's Interior Minister Bassam Abdelmajid is calling the bombing an act of terrorism. "It was a cowardly act," he says. "We're investigating, and we've dispatched our anti-terrorist squad to figure out the cause. We don't know until now who was behind the bombing, but we'll ultimately find out." Neighboring Iraq has witnessed a plethora of explosions targeting Shiite religious shrines in recent years, and Syria reportedly houses close to 2 million Iraqi refugees. Another car bomb in February killed Hezbollah terrorist Imad Mughniyeh in a residential neighborhood of Damascus. Syrian officials accused Israel of the killing, but Israel denied responsibility. Mughniyeh was implicated in deadly attacks against Western and Israeli targets in the 1980s and 90s. A key advisor to President Bashar al-Assad was also killed in the port city of Tartus in August, but no one claimed responsibility. And an advisor to Hamas leader Khaled Meshaal was assassinated under mysterious circumstances 2 weeks ago. Israeli agents attempted to kill Meshaal, who is now based in Damascus, in 1997 in the Jordanian capital Amman. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Beirut.